Welcome to Astronomica, the podcast with a cast of people who pod, who survived another Chastronomica.
Hey.
Huzzah!
No heart attacks. Mm-hmm.
Only mildly scathed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a regular Wednesday night.
It was a marathon. Don't believe her.
I legitimately don't remember most of it.
Well.
But I don't know if that's because I was impaired or...
Oh, you were impaired. Remember.
Good. All right, cool.
But you live here, so.
Yeah, you live here.
Yeah. Oh, no, we have entered the part of the year where I really, really, really live here. Yeah, no, I. True. I am back to. We've reached the stage of Memphis where I sleep in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. It's the only time of the year where my dog sleeps in the same bed with me, so that's the silver lining.
Aw.
You know?
It was sticky today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And stanky.
Yeah.
And later it will be rainy.
Yep.
Oh, lovely.
It was rainy before. It will be rainy again.
We've reached the part of the rain cycle where I'm like, don't be annoyed with it. Remember that in a month and a half, you will wish there was rain every moment of every day.
I came out of the Fall Guy the other day.
Oh, nice.
Which was good.
I really enjoyed it.
It was really
charming.
Great. And it was raining and the sun was shining. I have video to share. Although yep. this is a radio, so that's not going to do us any good.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really, really weird because I walked out of this movie and you know how like sometimes
it's
you
like
walk
in
out,
Florida.
Yeah, it was
does
totally
that in Florida.
Oh yeah, totally. It does that here sometimes, but
no.
But yes, we fully entered the tropical weather pattern.
Yep.
You know, so I was raised Southern Baptist, and we used to say, "If it rains and the sun is shining, the devil is beating his wife."
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But it. If you're Seventh-day Adventist, you say correcting his wife.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Which brings us to the question of the day.
Sure.
Welcome to Astronomica, the podcast where we ask and answer the most pressing questions of the day. And I want to tell you, I'm sick of talking about men and bears. So let's get right down to the core of the issue.
Fuck the bear.
Man, bear, right.
Marry the
fuck, marry, kill.
Woman.
And
you know what? I'd kill the woman, too.
You kill the woman.
I don't want to make a trend throughout this whole intro of woman hating. I apologize.
So here's the question that we're going to answer instead. Would you rather duel Aaron Burr with 17th century dueling pistols, appropriate age, or would you rather fight Abraham Lincoln with a broadsword? And Abe Lincoln actually did get challenged to a duel in 1842, and he chose the weapon, and he chose broadsword, and the dude chickened out. Mm-hmm. So that's the question.
Abe Lincoln, like, grew up hewing logs and building cabins out of them.
Yeah.
And wrestling.
Yeah, he invented the pile driver.
He was...
Oh, shit.
Is that literally true, or is that
it's true, 100% true.
That's awesome.
I changed my, I already answered in my head, and now I changed my answer.
Yeah. And he's 9 feet tall, and he probably had Marfan syndrome, which means his arms were like, what's his nuts, the swimmer guy.
Michael Phelps.
Yeah, like.
Super long.
Yeah. Michael Phelps' arms on a guy that's already like six and a half feet tall.
Mm-hmm. Well, but maybe that would actually work against his ability to wield a broadsword.
No.
I feel like I feel like he would not have chosen a broadsword in the chickening out fight.
Well, even
were
if
he
it,
not skilled with it.
Yeah, even if it did work against him, the number of traits that I have working against me with a broadsword.
Well, that's fair.
I've never held a broadsword.
But
let's just
the
start
hand.
There.
I will say we have a broadsword in our house.
Nerd.
That's so dorky.
No, it's true though. No, we've joked about how like
no
if
one
we
accused
ever,
you of it not being
if
true.
If we ever got robbed, to just send Wesley out with the broadsword.
Yeah, that's my plan. I have a machete by the bed. There's a home invasion. I'm going to attack naked with a machete.
Yeah. No,
I would go so far as to say, if you told me you didn't have a broadsword in your house, I would not believe you.
We also have a longbow.
Yep.
Tracks. Yeah.
Is there a set of nunchucks running around anywhere?
I know. No. But so I know for a fact that I can't lift it for very long.
I know for a fact that Wesley has hidden his nunchucks from Kristen.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Colin, where do you weigh in? Where do you weigh in the presidential duel?
Well, my friend, I'm actually going to be a pedantic piece of shit. And nobody would have called that or predicted it beforehand. But here we are. That I would actually do Abe Lincoln with a broadsword, because it wasn't just duel with broadswords. There was also a number of other absurd conditions that he insisted on. He's like, we're going to duel with broadswords, but we each have to have 1 foot on a fence post, and we have to stand so far apart, and the whole thing was just going to be a clown show. Which is how he planned it.
Because so it's psychological warfare.
Yeah, he thought dueling was dumb, and he's like, okay, I'll duel you, but we'll do it like this. And then the other guy was like, oh, my honor will not rule without it. And then he fucked off. And there was
an excellent Jefferson Davis.
I do what I can to be excellent.
I changed my mind.
You know what?
Yeah.
Fucking nailing it.
I would duel Abraham Lincoln. For that reason, Aaron Burr is out to actually kill me. Abraham Lincoln is just...
Aaron Burr, proven deadly with the weapon.
That's absolutely true.
You know?
Nah, he ain't going to do shit.
But was he really proven deadly?
It was
a one-hit wonder. Yeah.
One-hit wonder.
I feel like, given the 100% terrible of the accuracy of those weapons, like, he just got lucky/unlucky.
That's my thinking, too.
Like, I don't think he can replicate those results reliably.
That's my thinking too. You know, I feel like the rail splitter's just gonna fucking carve me up like a Thanksgiving turkey.
It's could true. Be. You don't have to be good with a broadsword if you can just lift it for the right amount of time.
Yeah.
It's not a precision weapon.
Have you ever seen Barry Lyndon?
Yes.
Yeah. No, the dueling scenes in that are like they're standing like basically nose to nose with these pistols and shooting and still missing. And then, have you received satisfaction? No. You know? Yeah, I mean, those pistols, I mean, they were pea shooters and you couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. But if you did manage somehow to hit the other person, it's a large caliber barrel at a low muzzle velocity.
Yeah. Weren't they like 50 caliber?
But it was actually almost always, even in war, actually fought with muskets, infection.
Like, I was about to say, and the added, like, no modern medicine. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, don't wash your hands. Dangerous soap might get in the wound. Dig in with your fish hooks there and grub that lead ball out.
Oh, God.
And then go straight to the next guy.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, good times. Speaking of modern medicine, we got a gift.
Mm-hmm.
We were approached by a publisher on behalf of System Mastery for their new cool thing. And I'm going to toss it over to that side of the table because they have it. But yeah, this is coming out soon and we're going to figure out something to do with it and some sort of review situation. I don't know, but they, a publisher sent us this that's like before it's published. So
I'm going to propose that we draw. I will say it is.
It's the Dungeon Meister with it. And there's umlauts over the U in Dungeon. Dungeon Meister, the deck of many drinks, the RPG cocktail recipe deck with powerful effects by Jeff with one F Aldrich and John with no H Taylor.
And go ahead and read that blurb on the back there.
The blurb on the back says, campaigns, characters, and cocktails. Stir up your RPG session and your cocktail game with the tasty spin on the deck of many things. These 50 delicious RPG-inspired cocktails with their matching in-game effects will add a dash of excitement to your next campaign. In the booklet, you'll find instructions for making these fantastical drinks, along with suggestions for incorporating them into your campaign. Then, choose an illustrated cocktail card and discover the magical effects that will happen should your character take a sip. From the tart and rejuvenating healing surge to the dark and smooth turn undead, satisfy the palates of the fighters, paladins, and bards at your table with Dungeon Meister, the deck of many drinks.
Nice.
Very cool.
So it's a random, like you can draw a card and you get like, you can treat it like random magic potions.
Yes.
And it has game rules.
Yes.
That's also recipes for cocktails.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
All right. So the box, this comes in a box and it's one of those cool like swivel top boxes that you like pop the top back and you could just
like
set it on the side and pull from it.
It's like a pack of Camels.
Yeah,
it is.
Okay, cool. I did not have that cultural touchstone, but I defer to everybody only like else.
Big. That's the most anthropologist.
Spoken like a true anthropologist, yes. 100%. Yes. Yeah, just really on point.
But yeah, it's a nice sturdy box. that you could use as a storage box. It has a nice booklet in it that is pretty hefty.
Yeah, good, impressive paper stock.
It looks this, and this,
that's very nicely put together.
It's really nicely put together. The so there's a little forward in it.
What you drink there? What you drinking there, Cole?
Intro.
The first one on top is Dark Elf.
Ooh.
Nice.
It's a darkness spell. Very exciting.
I think you should use those to play tarot.
I was about to say they have a very tarot feel to them. Yeah. The back, the design, but in a very like kind of Great Gatsby box. Like there's black, there's gold. It's lovely.
Yeah. The drink on the front is in like a martini glass with that like cranberry color.
What's in the Dark Elf?
Oh, with the dice instead of an olive in the that's cute. That nice detail. Nice, nice guys.
What's in the Dark Elf?
Let's see. I don't know. It's not a drink. It's a spell that tells you what happens. It dissipates darkness.
Okay, let's see. Well, it might correspond to a drink recipe in the book.
Oh, yeah. Look up Dark Elf.
So the book has some little like information and stuff, and then it also has all these recipes. So it's called The Dark Elf. Is there a page number or something?
This is...
Oh, it is the first one.
The darkness spell for the Dark Elf drink allows you to cast and center yourself in darkness, basically. And then what's the drink that goes with it?
Okay, so the drink that goes with it is... Okay, entrenched in shadow, this cocktail tastes sweet, but has a bite to it that may intimidate the weak-hearted. It's white rum, peach schnapps, cherry juice, grenadine, two-stemmed and pitted dark fresh cherries.
Mm.
Two-stemmed maraschino cherries. They're going all out on the cherry. If you don't like cherry, you're not going to like the Dark Elf.
Cherry game bananas.
Indeed. And then there's instructions, you know, toss it all in a cocktail shaker with ice, add your shit to it, shake it, strain it into a martini glass, and then promptly not be able to drink from the glass. Just like dump that shit all over you, because that's how I drink from a martini glass.
And then you have six more, and you too will be shrouded in darkness.
That's right. And then you spear alternating fresh and maraschino cherries on a toothpick and add as a garnish.
Wow.
That is labor intensive, but
I think Colin should make the drinks.
I think so too.
I am unprepared materially for this. So but in the future, yes.
Here's my proposal. I say we draw like two or three cards.
Yeah.
And then we have the stuff to make the drinks next week.
I think that sounds fun.
Oh, hell yeah.
But I'm not going to commit Colin Drinkmeister extraordinaire.
Yeah, cross my palm with silver and anything's possible.
Good deal.
Okay, look, though, you're also going to have a mocktail version and not any of that bullshit where it's the exact same thing, just minus the liquor, because that's too sweet. Yeah, you got to work something out for me.
Okay. I'll see what I can figure out.
We will try to get a hold of a half a can of Dr. Pepper.
That works. Just throw those cherries off in the top. I'll be fine.
Word. All right.
These are in order of the drinks in the book, but you guys don't know what that order is. So I'm just going to splay the cards out like indeed you were picking tarot. And I need three people to choose cards.
I shall draw one.
I already did one. Someone else's turn.
Aw, the Hanged Man.
I'm really hoping for Gelatinous Cube. I think we should skip the first one just because it was the front, but you can draw another card if you want.
Like gelatinous cubes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Did you force that?
I didn't, but I'm excited.
No, nice. I want this side.
I smell a Jello shot.
What a lot of people don't know, because most people haven't heard her speak on stage, is that Kristen is actually Teller.
I got touch of the succubus.
Ooh.
You did.
I've been trying to get touch of the succubus since I was 14.
I mean, same.
The drinker becomes gelatinous and transparent for 1d6 minutes.
Nice.
Potion of strength. The drinker gains an advantage on all strength checks and +2 to damage on all melee weapon attacks using strength for 1 minute.
So with Touch of Succubus, you in fact become more alluring and you temporarily get a +2 to your charisma.
Ooh, okay.
That's pretty nice.
That's what alcohol's been promising me for, like,
exactly.
I'm not delivering. Let's just be honest. True,
the trick is to get someone else to drink it, and then you become more alluring.
All right, I'm going to collect those three cards up, and I'm going to keep them face going the opposite direction so mm-hmm. that they are...
So is gelatinous cube like... It's jello shots, right?
So gelatinous cube. Now, I was going to ask you guys, do you want to know what the drinks are right now or do you want to wait?
Oh, let's wait. I don't want to give away the store.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will say...
they entrusted us with their product.
It's a mystery box.
I will mm-hmm. say... Yeah, we'll just do flavor... When we review these ones, we'll just do flavor profiles.
Yeah.
I will... not to spoil anything, but the gelatinous cubes does say yields 10 gelatin cubes.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So...
Nice.
Are we role playing? Are we RPG influencers now? Is that what this means?
Yeah,
obviously. I mean, it's okay.
Absolutely, of course.
Yeah,
look, yeah, like we
put it on your resume, on your CV.
I will.
We passed up Manscaped, but yeah, like, if you have anything alcohol related that intersects with
booze,
titter pigs, I'm absolutely for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was really excited to get the email, and I didn't even tell everybody else that we got this. Mm-hmm. I was just like, say yes, tell them later. All right, Colin, into your capable hands. Tell us later what the damage is.
I wouldn't drink anything from Manscaped.
No, you. That's for snacks.
Yeah, it is.
Or flossing.
You're all wrong.
It's not a joke. I'm a legit snack.
It's fiber.
All right. You guys just heard us gab for a long time, and it's already 18 minutes of intro. So all of it, every last inch of it, important and good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say let's throw it to Jeff.
No. listen to High Tech Low Life. It's a thing now. We got to do it every episode.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was just part two of our epic discussion of Blade Runner just dropped now, mm-hmm. where we are in time, probably not when you're listening to it, but that doesn't matter. And we went way, way too in depth on Blade Runner, and I encourage everyone to listen to it because it was a lot of fun.
Nice.
If you're the kind of person who likes that, if you're the kind of thing you'll like if you like that kind of thing.
Oye, Belta Lauda, you listen me erewa, boncho pagaya basta fong da Irish goodbye. Maki unte augi, taskan da great big boja near betalas fu. Ima Lauda found da pinche leviathan monster. What ta pashengu da ordered for da gelatinous tesseract. Unta hoor bunch for kanda jamang. Leviathan im eight dastership. Maki unte augi, ta flee. Good move, to put your ear, okay? Ire da same team. Ire da palas, ire filos. CB rouses da toda mang. With da speech good. Better for Aaron Sorkin da pinche sabaka. Varadna Constantopoulos. Im shausha ire da hymen for Mary Virgin. Todamang storm ta palas. Unta CB capture wa cameraman for Alex Jones. Mi pensa ta Leviathan eat Maki unta ogi. Amash da revolution amang et CB. Gonya im hapante. Sasa, find out Iraja Jidawang Astronomica.
I would fucking die for you in this moment. I would die for you, Jeff.
Oh, and Belta Lauda!
Belta Lauda!
Mackie and Augie.
What's up?
You are in your fancy TL5 stretch limousine.
Yeah, that's where we are.
Armed stretch limousine.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Shiva's Trishula.
And you are, let's see, Augie is in the pilot seat. Mackie is in the co-pilot seat. But Mackie has his nose pressed to the windshield. He's, like, looking around. He's just, he's got to kind of, like, be at an awkward angle to see the Condoleezza ship mm-hmm. that is coming apart. It's in three parts, floating out there by the gas giant, where it's suddenly stirring with unnatural movement. as one of the larger pieces, the piece where the reactor was, or is, bucks violently. End of description.
Just keep chewing.
Colin's eating something. Well, Augie, what you want to do? That's true for Mackie, too. He's looking out the window, and he's eating M&Ms. He's like, oh, man. You'll never believe what's outside.
Well, Augie wants to scan it.
Roll it.
Run those scans. That is a not good. Three, four. That's a six.
Okay. You get a bunch of nonsense back. Crazy numbers that don't make any sense. It's hard to tell. You are very close to the magnetosphere of the gas giant. And not to spoil anything, but an extra dimensional monster. So could really be.
Commodore, what's going on out there? These readings don't make any sense.
I don't know what is going on out there, but I'm working a hunch that you should use your hot shot piloting skills to get us the fuck away from it.
Could Augie, in the process of these scans, see where the OGT ship / gate was in relationship to the stealth ship that then broke up?
That is the gelatinous tesseract.
Yeah, the order of the gelatinous tesseract.
Yeah,
we would just know that.
Yeah, that gate was further out in the outer system. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys are around, I believe, the last planet in the system, but still, that gate was further out.
Right.
But was it like...
It orbited the star.
But was the... Yeah, but was the gate in the relative... Like, was it in the same sector as...
The same region? No.
Okay.
I mean, like, angular sector, like the geometry. Like, was it on the other side of the star from this planet? Or was it in... Like, if you drew a line from the star to Betelgeuse 4...
Like...
Would you come kind of near the jump gate?
I understand the question.
Gotcha.
I am resolving an answer.
Well, let me keep explaining it.
Please do.
If you were to take a solar system and you were to turn it into a pizza.
And it loved another solar system that was a pizza very much.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it loved another solar system that was a pizza very much. Mm-hmm. Would it be the pineapple or the green olives?
Cheese stuffed crust.
Mm.
So, I enjoy certain benefits over other old school dungeon masters and game masters in that I can roll a 1d360.
Oh, shit.
Mm.
That's a lot.
And the other gate is, holy shit, 69 degrees.
Nice.
I rolled 291. Right. I had to do the math and then I was, oh.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. So I hope that answers your question.
So, theoretically, this could be the same monster approaching the inner solar system on a very nice vector.
I mean, that's the same quadrant, so... Mm-hmm.
It's theoretically possible.
No, I hit it with still matter.
Mm-hmm.
I exploded.
Well, maybe it had already reproduced. Maybe there's going to be like an entire infestation.
It's definitely at least the same category of monster.
There were bodies.
It moves
with
by fractaling.
Stuff in it.
I mean, yeah, like it could be like we're seeing the iceberg and the metadimensional bulk is.
So should we just leave the system and seal it off? I mean, that's bad. That's a bad impulse.
CB is not going to want to do that.
Turn
because,
into the ground.
Yeah. Actually, we should not be having this discussion right now.
This is like you say CB's not going to want to do this, but this sounds like a solar system level infestation of a parasite. And CB might have more mixed feelings than you think about that.
I need a piloting check. Difficulty 10.
Mackie will assist while Augie's piloting. Mackie will use the ship's sensors to give us as good present intel on where this thing is fractaling as we can have.
I rolled a 10.
Okay. 7 plus 2 plus 1. So, 10. I assist.
Nice. Comes out to a total of 11. The familiar sight of the fractaling black starburst emerges from the reactor core of the destroyed ship and accelerates toward you at bone-chilling speed, at which time Augie,
gun it.
Augie slams the gas, pedal to the metal, punch it chewy. Just as multiple starbursts begin to enclose around the ship in a way that the spikes interlock and you zip through one little like gap in the talons and go soaring off, I presume, toward Panamorphy.
Yes, we're going to Panamorphy at maximum speed.
Okay. It does. I'm trying to think of a good way. I don't want to just keep saying it fractals at you. I don't mind saying it. It's a good term. What's the thing where you take the front of one word and the back of another and combine them?
Portmanteau.
Portmanteau.
It ejaculates at you.
Yeah. It ejaculates at you. Thank you, Colin.
Good work, Colin.
It fractjaculates at you.
Fractjaculates at you.
That's the one.
But you are faster than it, much to your relief.
Do you guys see what might have happened to that shuttle or whatever, the Condoleezza thing?
The two escape pods?
The two escape pods.
Yeah.
I assume we can take a look as we're leaving at maximum speed, because like, before we leave the region, right?
Okay, I'm going to do that thing where I just steal words from another sci-fi property and pretend I know what they mean.
Uh-huh.
This ship that we're in, the Treshula, has a weapon system.
Mm-hmm.
So Mackie will paint the two escape pods with the targeting laser.
Uh-huh.
And that way, I'm sure that knowing their general trajectory, it would be a matter of just advanced math knowing where they end up.
Yeah.
Because they don't have any, like, propulsion system. Mm-hmm. They are just at the mercy of, like, you know, Newton.
Correct.
So, yeah, okay.
They have some rudimentary thrusters that are supposed to assist with, like, landing, but that's about it.
Yeah, unless they employ those, we know where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
And we have plenty of time to figure out what to do about those.
Mm-hmm. I guess, I mean, what I'm curious about is, like, are they still around by the time you guys leave, or are they eaten by the thing?
The creature pursues Augie for, at least for this first little bit, as far as you can tell from its movements, which are sufficiently alien to conceal any kind of like motive or intention other than it's being aggressive toward you specifically.
Oh, man. Augie should have taken Xenos sociology.
Yeah.
God.
Best you can tell from its behavior, it is either uninterested or unaware of the escape pods.
Okay.
As it is fractjaculating after Augie and Mackie.
Uh-huh.
Is there a body that's visible within space? Like, can they see a picture of it?
No, it exists entirely in the form of these starbursts that are interconnected, that as one appears, another vanishes.
Okay, so there's like a relatively constant volume that is present within three space at any given time.
Yeah.
As an efflorescence.
It does fluctuate. Like, for example, before they saw it,
mm-hmm.
the volume of the ship that it occupied was not as large as one of the starbursts.
So oh, okay.
It's clearly able to, like, grow and shrink to some degree.
Logie.
Commodore.
Can we compare notes on what we just saw?
I'm not sure what I just saw.
Fair enough. Me neither. Let me put something in front of you and see if it might conform to what you think you might have seen.
Okay.
The ship that blew up, the creature, or whatever you want to call it,
the Leviathan?
The Leviathan was inside that ship.
That's what it looked like to me, yeah.
That's what it looked like to me, too.
And then it emerged from the ship and got larger, and it almost caught us. This is the fastest ship in the sector, Commodore.
Jeez Louise. Do you think that the Condoleezza were trying to, like, capture that thing and tame it? What do you think that was?
Well, maybe they contracted with the Order of the Gelatinous Tesseract to get it.
They were hired guns.
And that didn't work, so they tried themselves. What would they try to do with a tame... Well, okay. Now that I say it out loud...
What would a military society do with the ultimate weapon?
Yeah. I sure... This ancient franchise of movies from Earth that was... It was initially directed by Ridley Scott. And basically, there was this, you know, powerful corporation in there that made this ironclad calculus, which was obtain killer alien. Step two, I don't know. Step three, profit.
Obviously, step two is be killed by the killer alien.
Yeah, apparently that does work.
According to the scriptures.
So, I saw an old Earth movie called
Ghost in the Teeny Bikini, starring Nicole Sheridan.
How was it?
It was good.
It was good? All right. It was good. It was good. Augie, should we involve ourselves in this, or should we just gather up our family and get the fuck out of here?
I don't know. Let's find out what's going on back at Panamorphy. Do we keep up the kayfabe?
We definitely keep up the kayfabe. That's the first rule of kayfabe. You never drop the kayfabe.
Okay.
All right. Can you get me a laser, a tight beam? That's the word I'm looking for.
Tight beam?
Yeah, back to Panamorphy.
Who you want to talk to?
You know what?
Should we tell the Condolese about their people in the escape pods?
We should kind of tell the Condolese. That means Yazeed. Can you get me? Can you give me anything that would get me in touch with Yazeed?
Let's try to raise him.
All right.
Suggestion to Star Daddy. Whether or not they're successful, they catch a little bit of CB's speech and realize that things have gone very badly.
Or very well, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
looks like we're ahead of schedule, Commodore.
Yeah. I just all think right. It would be great. Funny. I just think it's funny that like you guys leave and things are like iffy but kind of still in control, and you try to get back in and you're like everyone is running around and CB is a giant thing shouting revolution.
And you guys, the Reign of Terror? It's going to look like fucking amateur hour when I'm done.
Hey, you know, Commodore, your granddaughter, I think she's got a bright future.
Keep your eye on that one. I predict she will go far. I guess at this point, it's like, this is McDonald. I am. Is anyone out there named Yazeed? Can anyone out there named Yazeed hear me? I am seeking Yazeed.
Let's see. The light speed delay on a communication over, I'm going to split the difference and say it's about 80 AU.
Oh, yeah, that'd be hours.
What, 3 minutes times 80?
Yeah, 4 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'll get there before you get a reply. So, and, scratch, you know, you have the thing of the...
We'll
get
scratch there, what I just said.
We'll get there in 6 hours.
You get if you don't get there before you get an answer back, the answer
you'll get
you
the
get
answer
is,
back.
The smoking remains of the palace.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get too into the weeds doing the math, but
An AU is actually eight light minutes, I think.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So 640 light minutes. So 10 hours.
What is it that's three?
That's light us to the away? Us to the moon. No, Mars. Oh, okay. Mars is three.
So
light
you're saying
away.
That we're no, don't at, do that math because that means we're superluminal coming back.
What Mackie would do, since he's got nothing but time apparently, is he would send sort of a broadband message out to Yazeed. Then, since he's got established comm channels for CB and Hopper, he'd be like, have either of you guys seen Yazeed?
Yes, I have.
I can't hear you. There's all kinds of weird time shit going on. Anyhow, yeah, that's... Mm-hmm. And that's where we leave us.
Yeah.
Okay. CB.
Yes.
Father K is beginning to wind down.
Yeah.
He seems not to know that anything's happened.
That's fair.
In his defense, he was like 7 feet away.
And very focused.
Yeah. But you do know, you fondly recall in the Halcyon days of 4 minutes ago that there are a bunch of armed guards outside.
Yes.
Yazeed and Hopper.
Present.
You are, I believe, standing outside the bunker door.
Yes, we just emerged onto the surface, kind of, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're like in the doorway, basically.
Yeah, and you have Esteban as piloted by Beiping.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do?
Look at Hopper. All right, guy. I don't exactly know what I'm doing here. Where we go from now?
In situations like this, there is one simple trick I always do to know what the best course of action is. Hey, Mackie, what should I do?
What's the light delay?
Like 8 hours.
Yeah.
Cool. So,
Yazeed, you see Hopper asks Mackie what he should do, and then he stands there perfectly still.
Wait for a solid 90 seconds. Yeah. And then just kind of poke Hopper and go, you good, man? I don't think an answer is coming.
Oh, it will come if you wait long enough.
I don't know that we have long enough. Look around. It is chaos. We should get somewhere.
Oh, okay. I am sorry. I thrive in chaos.
Yeah, I am probably going to get arrested soon if we just keep standing here with this dude with a beer can on his head that I was supposed to be you know, like, protecting or something.
I believe the letter of your instructions were to maintain a separation between this guy and Augustus Novus.
I guess I've done a great job of that, because he's, like, way far away right now.
I believe about 80 AU.
Excellent. So what do we do until they get back?
I was planning to stand here until the light delay propagation caught up with us.
Okay, how about we go, I don't know, to the chow hall.
Okay, please lead the way to the chow hall, and if that is not available, the Akita hall.
As you make your way, the 200-meter-tall hologram of Father Constantopoulos begins to wrap up his political rant, call for revolution slash sermon.
Mm-hmm.
He ends on an uplifting, one love. Don't forget to like and subscribe. And brush your fucking hair.
It is the song, though, right?
Yeah. It tries to remember the words to the song.
Yeah.
He's like, you know that song? It goes like,
ancient song. This song is like, it's like, this is what?
It's got that part that's like, na, 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 na.
Na, anyway. Na. Na, na. Well, don't touch this.
Together and let's get together and fuck, do something. Let's get together
and do some drugs.
And do something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, those dudes are outside the door, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he's winding down, CB will Hail Mary a like, hey, I don't know who's out there, but if you've liked what I've been saying and what Father Kay's been saying, then you should come help because, like, the bad guys are trying to break into the studio right now, like, right outside the door.
Over the comms channel, Hopper says, I have not heard what you have been saying, but I generally like what you have to say.
So, if he's on the giant Jeff Goldblum screen, does that mean we can hear CB
in
the background?
I, like,
she
pushed him out of the way and was, and now you've seen, like,
all right, never mind.
Just on CB's head and, like, shoulders.
Yeah. Father K's ankle gets replaced by CB's head.
Never mind on the chow hall. I think we might should go there.
Yes, I would like to protect CB from the bad guys.
Yes, and I'd like to kill some stuff. Let's go.
I believe that our interests can potentially overlap.
My buddy. We just trot down the hallway.
Because he's going to be having the time of their life right now.
Yeah, I get to kill shit. Very excited.
You were promised violence.
Mm-hmm. I was promised violence.
We have not yet fulfilled that promise.
A goodly number of my goals involve violence. So.
You, like, I have a body part list that you're, like, trying to get a hold of?
Kind of. Yeah. Yeah.
You make your way into the up to the second floor.
I can hook you up with a toe, Yaz. I can hook you up with a toe by 3 p.m.
With nail polish. You don't want to know about it.
I just want to shoot certain body parts for points.
Yazid, I would like to clarify something that is fairly essential and important to me.
Yeah, bud.
Are you dead set on killing a bunch of people or merely committing gross bodily harm?
I'm kind of okay with either.
As a favor to me, would you try to aim more for gross bodily harm than killing?
You don't want me to kill the bad guys?
If you can avoid it, I would prefer to preserve human life.
Interesting. We should talk philosophically on this, because my entire training says not to do that.
That's new, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a new thing for Hopper.
I mean, Hopper's it's been kind of like creeping in over the last little bit.
We're like,
so yeah.
We're like yin and yang, Hopper. You want to save human life, and I would love to kill human life.
Also, from the right six-dimensional perspective, we both look like tadpoles, only you are black with a white eye, and I am white with a black eye.
Yes! My skin does its equivalent of, I don't know, like, blushing and, like, shades a different color.
Mm-hmm.
We've established that Yaz has sparkly skin.
Yeah, kind of matte metal.
Okay.
It's more like it. Yeah.
The skin of a killer.
That's right.
I'm not sparkly, goddammit.
No, we already did make that joke reference.
It is, in fact, the skin of a killer.
That's true. I was also
wondering.
The skin
of a killer.
The skin of a
killer. I was also wondering, like, maybe a little chameleon effect?
Yeah.
Or is that an upgrade that you haven't got yet?
I have not yet, but the ability to kind of, like, have a sheen pass over my skin works.
Like a cuttlefish. Like if you've ever seen like a cuttlefish trying to figure out what it's hiding in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're heading to CB's rescue.
Yeah, you head upstairs. You enter a corridor. It's a fairly long hallway. I'm going to say you're about 40 meters away from the closed door with five armed guards outside of it with rifles. Yazid, you can make a no check, and I'm going to give you a plus one because of your military background.
That's great, because I don't have anything in that. 2d6, right?
Yep.
Look at me learning shit.
Oh, yeah.
You're basically an expert.
No, they're a warrior.
You know what's great? So every once in a while on Reddit, people will ask like for different RPG podcast recommendations. And mm-hmm. every time I see one of those posts, I go and see, like, did anyone recommend us? Uh-huh. And, you know, it's about 50-50. But I did see one recently where we were recommended, I think, two times within the thread. And one of the recommendations specifically mentioned that we try to stick really close to the rules and we explain everything we're doing when we do it. And that was amazing.
Wow.
That's Thank a very you. Nice thing to say.
That is, doesn't that feel nice accurate.
Yeah.
You've just lowered my opinion of all other actual play podcasts.
Well, I mean, my take on it was I felt really nice feelings. Mm-hmm. And I also felt like, please, if you're listening to the show while inebriated, I hope you're not driving at the same time because it's the only way we sound like we know what we're doing.
Know what?
We know.
Intelligence?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have no bonuses or nothing, so that's a negative two, but you gave me a plus one, so that's a negative one. So.
No bonuses, no penalties. It comes out to minus one. The minus two is on attack rolls, the minus one on skill checks.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
So I'm just at a net zero.
Yeah.
All right. Then I rolled a 10 on the dice.
Oh. Okay, great. That's really good.
I know, right? Two fives.
Obviously, you do know.
Fuck yeah. I do know. Mm-hmm. I can math. Basic math.
That's puppy paws, right?
What was
yes.
it?
Yes.
Two fives.
Two fives.
Yes, but it's puppy yes. paws.
Okay.
But what's a five and a five?
So tell me what I know, Sky Daddy.
The armed guards, judging from the color of their uniforms and their gear, are members of a mercenary company known as the Serrated Legion.
Great.
They are pretty skilled, but they are...
They aren't me.
Yeah.
They haven't been a soldier their entire life. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to draw a weapon.
Well, which one?
I'm going to think go with... Okay, wait.
The Lenscrafter?
I don't know. Can you tell me a little bit more about my laser rifle?
Certainly.
Like, all right, I have a combat rifle and I have a laser rifle.
Okay.
I know what a combat rifle does.
Mm-hmm. It's a ballistic rifle.
Yes, so normal bullets. Mm-hmm. How much damage does a laser rifle do comparatively?
Let's have a look.
More?
Laser rifles are...
The aim is better.
Yeah, they get a bonus to hit.
Also, I get a plus one to attack and a plus one to damage.
Okay.
But I actually don't have written down what my dice roll is. Like, what am I rolling?
All right, we'll figure that out right now.
Thank you.
First of all, both a combat rifle and a laser rifle are capable of burst fire. Burst fire basically costs extra ammunition, but does get a bonus to hit and damage.
Dope.
Laser rifle does 1d10. Okay. A combat rifle does 1d12. Mm. But I believe I gave you a bonus to hit and damage with this laser rifle.
Yeah, it's a plus one.
Okay, so then you would do 1d10 plus one plus your shoot skill. I forget, do you add your dex bonus to damage?
Yes.
Yeah. And the ammo capacity on the laser rifle is 20.
Thank you.
So there's 20 shots to a power cell. Okay. Combat rifle is 30. 30 shots to a magazine.
I have 80 rounds right now.
Okay.
All right, so I think I'm going to go with the combat rifle.
Yep.
And I'm going to do a spray.
All right. In addition to any of your other bonuses.
First round lets you fire 3 rounds of ammo for a plus 2 bonus to hit and damage.
Attack rolls are still d20s, right?
Yes. You'll also have a base attack bonus. At level 1, that should be 1, I think.
Yeah. Somewhere up around the 21 range.
Sounds pretty good.
All things considered. How many were there out there?
5.
Okay.
However, the burst fire, despite being multiple shots, is at a single target.
Oh, well, then I'm not doing that.
So heavy weapons are able to suppress. And in fact, with heavy weapons, you don't roll to hit, they roll saving throws. But neither of those weapons counts for that. So I'm afraid you have to attack one target at a time.
Okay, well, then I'm just going to do single shot then. And I'm going to change my plan and call it as a headshot. Like, I'm aiming for the head.
Okay.
So even taking the 2 away to hit, it's still, I think, 18.
Okay. They have AC 16, so that's a hit. Roll your damage.
Sweet. All right, this is not my roll. I'm just trying to see which dice works better today.
Okay. Superstition.
Yeah.
I'm not superstitious, like, but I'm a little stitious.
I am, in fact, superstitious about
dice. Ah!
Well, that was a sign. We're not using that. When you drop the dice, it's dead to you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, not bad. I rolled an 11 on a d12 plus 1, so 12 damage.
Okay. You put a bullet right into the tip of the nose.
You booped him.
You booped him on the nose.
Boop, fuck out of that dude.
Boop that dude's nose right into the back of his skull.
Excuse me.
It was a fatal booping.
If we're booping, it's a snoot. That has been well established.
This is not a doggo.
Granted.
It's a deado. Mm-hmm. Put it this way. In a few days' time, in some small backwater world, a little village, an old woman and old man will hold hands and weep over the obituary page that reads... PFC Donovan Chambers was fatally booped on the snoot.
Oh, dear.
He goes down.
Nice. Woo woo.
Hopper.
Present.
I'm going to give you fast robot reactions.
Okay.
You stepped out into this corridor. Mm-hmm. Next to you, the, what do we call you? The Ken Skiller?
Yeah.
The Ken Skiller took a shot and killed the enemy.
And then I turned to Hopper and go, fuck, I immediately forgot that you said don't kill them in the head. My bad, buddy. I'll try for some kneecaps next time.
Shit.
Oops. It's just, it's extra funny that you asked me not to kill people when two of my goals that I need to meet are killing people.
Did you, are your goals like headshot and like?
Yes, three headshots, called shots, and then separately three kills.
That's fantastic. Nice. That's, I mean, I gotta say, we're not actually super good at having like discrete, measurable goals sometimes. Mm-hmm. Excellent, discrete, measurable goals.
I like achievable things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hello, so, traveler. Can you bring me three NPC pelts?
So I just want to reframe what was just said. You have achieved 1/3 of your goal by headshotting this guy. Yes. And then you said, my bad.
My bad, Hopper. I'm sorry, buddy.
While presumably drawing a bead on the second guy.
Yeah, I'm still aiming. I mean,
oh yeah, you're not going to stop shooting.
Yeah. I mean, look, can we make that agreement for the next round of people that aren't trying to kill us and our friends?
Whoops.
Yazid, do not worry. It is okay as long as you do not do it more than 4 or 5 times.
He's not dead. I don't kill. Look at him. He's all sleepy. He's just tuckered out.
Well, buddy, I like the murder maths because that's 5 guys standing right there. Let's do it.
Hopper, would you like to take an action?
Let's turn them into burgers. Those 5 guys.
Sure.
Boom.
Wait, is that what the burgers are made of?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta stop eating.
5 guys are people. They're made of people.
5 guys are low-level henchmen.
5 guys are people.
Yazid, thank you very much for taking my guidance into account in your current actions. And then Hopper also shoots at one of the guys.
Yes!
17. Hopper gets a 17.
That's a hit.
Nice!
And that is going to be... I'm using normal dice, and I've adapted to the skew dice, so now Euclidean dice seem strange and perverse to me. 9 points of...
Damn!
Very nice. Mm-hmm. And that is with what kind of weapon?
That is a mag pistol.
Okay.
It is a medical needler, mm-hmm. but a mag pistol mechanically.
In the interest of not killing anyone, you aimed about 4 inches lower and caught him right in the Adam's apple.
Mm-hmm.
That's 2 down.
Okay.
Just took his head off. His head just popped right off.
That's okay. I can fix that.
I feel
great
like
shot. Let's not fix it.
I feel like they should have to do a morale check after that surprise round.
I think that's a good call.
Oh, whether or not they run?
Yeah.
Do I get advantage shooting them in the back?
Yeah.
Great news. I will run.
I'm going to check their morale.
Yeah, we can like fuck up bad guys so well that they just deuce out.
Love it.
Especially if they're mercs, right?
Oh,
yeah.
And Hopper is also going to stand in front of Yazid so that any return fire, they would be covered.
Cool.
Get partial cover.
How tall are you?
Adjustable.
Yeah.
His knees are jacks.
Oh, great. So I can just, like, put the rifle bearer, like, on your shoulder and, like, steady.
The wide-brimmed pink hat with the, like, large pink feather sticking out of it?
Yeah.
Like, you could probably, like, lean down underneath and it would give you a little shadow.
Perfect. Yeah.
Tragically, for excitement purposes, all three of the mercenaries flee.
Yes, but can I take an advantage shot at them as they're running?
I will give you both shots in their back as they... You have shots at them before they make it to cover, okay. Like around a corner.
So inhumane.
Rolled a 19 on the dice.
Hell yes. Ladies and gentlemen, folks at home, we have a new violence officer.
And damage.
Boy, and they're good at it.
And if you wondered if God loves trans people, you should know these are trans dice. What'd I do with the other one, though?
God gives his toughest trans warriors his most difficult ADHD burdens.
Sure did, but also gives them 11s on D12s twice in a row.
Wow.
With my one bonus, so that's another 12 damage.
Okay.
Do you have...
God loves facts.
Do you have points?
I would make that the episode title, but
I could, but you can't.
There's a whole lot of good episode titles in this one.
Yeah.
Do you have shoot as a skill?
I do.
Do you have a focus, do you have the gunslinger focus or anything like that?
Not yet.
Okay.
I have a 1 in shoot, though.
Gotcha.
Which I think is where this 3 bonus to hit's coming from.
Yeah, so that gives you a bonus to hit, but not to damage.
Right.
But Dex
does.
Yeah, and I have a 1 there, so, like, in total, there's a 3 in my modifier box thingy.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't need that junt.
Yeah. So, as the previous one was lethally booped on the snoot, this one is pubed on the tunes.
You pubed on that guy's tunes.
Mm-hmm.
He liked it.
Yeah. World's most violent sneeze occurs, and...
He sneezes himself right into the wall.
Yeah.
I've seen the boys. It's not the world's most violent sneeze.
Fair enough. Hopper, do you shoot people in the back?
Hopper does not. Okay. In fact, Hopper is going to go running down the hall.
Mm-hmm.
And with the nearest downed NPC, he's going to make an on-turn action to stabilize.
Okay.
Aww.
CB, you hear gunfire outside the door.
Yeah, we hunker down.
And then the sounds of retreating footfalls that decreases by 1 as the retreat occurs.
Yeah, we hunker down and wait to see if I pull like Father K off the stage, I guess, back to the farthest reaches of the room. I pull my new prisoner back there, toss some shit in front of us. Like, I don't know if it's good changes or bad changes out there.
Hey, CB.
Oh, hey, Hopper.
Knock, knock.
Hey, is that you guys?
Knock, knock.
Who is there?
Sarah.
Okay, Sarah who?
Serrated legions are a bunch of bitches.
Okay. Hey, I heard like this weird thwop earlier. Was that one having its head cut off by a bullet?
Yeah, that was murder. If you'd like to come out, we're all good now.
Okay. Okay, yeah, we'll be right there. Hey, did you guys want to say anything to, like, the crowd? Because I got a big stage here.
Yes, I would love to say something to the crowd.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, Stevie's going to let him in.
Okay, so you are not going to render assistance? So.
Oh, well, an on-turn action takes, like...
Okay.
Oh, yeah, well,
do you have
ongoing...
a Lazarus patch?
What's that?
You have a Lazarus patch?
I have... Sorry.
Are any of them close to salvageable?
Healer 2.
Not those guys.
They both took...
The snoot booped guy, I think I'm writing off as a lost cause.
Mm-hmm.
So you think the Adam's apple guy.
The one that got shot in the Adam's apple.
That's all just plumbing. The brain's still fine.
Yeah. He had 6 hit points. He took more than that in damage.
Yeah. Okay.
So he is downed.
Okay. One sec. Oh, you may attempt to stabilize 1 mortally wounded person as an on-turn action.
Okay. Is that your healer focus or is that?
Yeah, that's my healer focus.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to attempt that.
Okay.
With 3d6. And that is an 11 on the dice.
Okay. And does it say what the DC is supposed to be?
I think it's DC 6 plus the number of rounds
against
the wound.
All right. You take the needle out of his throat and seal him up. You do the straw in the larynx.
Yeah. I just cauterize the edges of the wound into his trachea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about him talking, but he's still able to breathe.
Cool.
And I put a little silly straw going on his carotid arteries. Blood still flows.
Very good.
What's the shape of the silly straw?
It's from Skull Pants' I Heart This Fucking Bar and Dick's Last Resort joint venture. So it's like a pair of like upraised middle finger silly straws.
Nice.
And you open the door,
Stevie? Yeah, I open the door and let them in and see the carnage. I'm not that upset about it. Or, I guess, surprised. I mean, I heard it.
Yeah, there's only two dudes.
Like, yeah, this is nothing. I don't know. I mean, it's not like it's sriracha.
That's a Tuesday.
Two clean headshots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's three dudes.
Oh, right.
That's right. It's
but
three
one
dudes.
Is stabilized.
Oh, yeah.
One's covered in silly straws.
Hey, BT Dubs, I have a guy here who I think we should talk to. So we're not going to hurt him.
Hello, Father K. I like to talk to you.
Right. Not that guy. This guy. And CB gestures to the dude who's scrambled and has a rope around his wrists. Yeah, I want to take this guy back to the ship and talk to him.
You sure we're not going to hurt him? Because it looks like we might have hurt him a little bit.
No, he's like, look. Do you see how his eyes are still open and he's kind of swaying back and forth and he's just like looking into the nothing? Yeah, he's fine.
Father K has an arm around the prisoner and he says, you're going to love these guys. You got Chalbella. You got Mr. Hooper.
You got this one I've never met before.
Yeah, I don't know this one, but you're cool.
Cool. Thanks, dude.
Metal Man.
Oh, you noticed?
Wait, is that not me?
No, you're Mr. Hooper.
Thank you very much, Mr. Father K.
So, something weird happened with this guy. There's a lot to explain. I feel like it would be better if I just wait until we can take him up to the Irish Goodbye and I can just tell everybody, because I really think that Pappy, especially, is going to want to talk to this person.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, it's right about then, as
eight suits hours the drama, later.
That you are at a reasonable point of light delay and are able to catch up on your lag conversation.
Hello, can anybody down there read me? This is MacDonald and Augustus. Normally of the Irish Goodbye, currently of the Shiva's Trishigula. Can anybody read us? Hello, do you read us?
Hello, Mackie.
Hopper.
Present.
Hey, listen, is Yazid anywhere nearby?
Yazid is within arm's reach of me.
Can you put them onto the comms?
I will place them atop the comms.
Suddenly I'm like floating in the air like, what the fuck is happening?
Hello.
Yeah, Mackie?
Yeah, it's me. Hey, listen, I don't know where you were at in far as like a security clearance, etc. But were you guys, do you know if your guys were trying to like capture a monster here in the system?
I mean, kind of sounds like some shit we do, but that's probably above my pay grade.
Okay, listen. I want to get a message to, like, Condoleezza High Command, but I don't want to exactly route it through you, because that would compromise you. Do you know of any kind of, like, something like sort of like a digital or, like, communications dead drop that I could just aim a communications at?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I got this buddy that got sent out to this outpost. You know, he kind of did some shit they didn't like, and they sent him out there, and all he does is monitor comms.
Okay, so basically, if I aimed a message in that direction, he'd more than likely get it.
Yeah, he'd get it. He ain't got nothing else to do out there.
Okay, all right, okay. So send me the telemetry for that.
All right. And a do.
All right. Okay, Augie.
Commodore.
I've got an idea of what we ought to say to the Condoleezza. Basically, if you were going to try to capture a monster, it didn't work, the monster got your guys, here's the telemetry of your escape pods. Also, maybe get out of this system and tell anybody who's listening to you to get out of this system? Do you have anything to add?
Well, Commodore, I think that we should just tell the Condolese that you have two escape pods, and this is the orbital mechanics. It's where they are.
Okay.
And the monster you were trying to capture is loose in around Betelgeuse 4. And just let them deal with that information. Our duty in this matter is discharged.
All right. I like your style. I'm going to do it that way. So, yeah, basically, Mackie keys in the... I'm saying telemetry. I'm not sure what the right word is.
That sounds
frequency
great.
Frequency or whatever.
Yeah. Lean in.
And says exactly what Augie just said.
Okay.
Here's your escape pods, your monster is loose, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
Are the ship's reactors, like the ship's power drives, those are like nuclear reactors, right? Specifically...
fusion reactors, I think.
Yeah, some there's the spike drive generates a certain amount of power, but there has to be like a backup reactor for end system when the spike drive shuts down. Yeah. So they basically have redundant power systems.
But yeah, so like the Leviathan was in the reactor chamber of the gate.
That's correct.
When we first encountered it.
Yep.
That kind of reactor, would we know, is that a modified spike drive? Is it a fusion drive, fission drive? Like,
It is probably a fusion reactor.
Okay.
It's a TL-5. Could be a, I forget what they're called, but there's one that draws energy from metadimensional space. Mm. That's also a possibility.
Okay.
But the reactor on the ship that exploded is almost definitely a fission or fusion.
It's a TL-4.
Mm-hmm.
But those are potentially different enough that they wouldn't, like, there's not a particular flavor that this monster has a taste for that we could tell.
It doesn't seem to be.
Okay.
No, because it
dense energy.
I mean, both are heavily shielded and produce a lot of radiation.
Yeah, it also, though, got really interested in the heat sink that we jettisoned, which was basically just a hot piece of metal, right?
Yeah, which is a shielded piece of thermal radiation.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was attracted to that as well.
So there's something different about a shielded source of dense energy versus, like, the star at the, like, Betelgeuse.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is the biggest target if you're just attracted to fusion.
Well, isn't that the way it's headed?
It could be headed...
Think about it. It could be headed into the star.
It could be headed into the star. And also, like, look, I can eat a 10-inch pizza on my own, but I'm not going to eat a 100-inch pizza.
That's because you're a coward.
Fair point.
Well,
fair point.
Step it up.
Also, that's false. I try. But my point is...
You would die trying.
I would die trying. My point is a dumb animal, the most dumb creature, would go towards energy source.
Mm-hmm.
But even a not dumb, like even a just dumb creature wouldn't go to something that is so far outside its ability to consume.
Yeah, it seems like it would instinctually know.
You don't want to be the dog that caught the car.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Have you seen pythons? They'll put a lot in their mouths.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. But maybe it's a weird space worm mammal and not a weird space worm.
Fair. So, it really depends on its intelligence level.
I think the question is, right now, is this heading towards Panamorphy and or Phelos?
Well, you had a detection lock on it, but like I said, it was flimsy. You can make another check to determine what it's been doing.
Yeah.
That's an 8.
Okay. It broke off pursuit after about a quarter of an AU from Betelgeuse 4, and it frack-a-lackled back to in the direction of the destroyed ship.
Hey, Hopper.
Present.
CB's nearby too, right?
She is also present.
Will you patch her in through your comms?
I will. CB.
Hey, Pappy. The first thing I want you to know is that it's not my fault.
Mackie, CB says, hey, Pappy, the first thing I want you to know is it's not my fault.
They were going to revolt anyway.
Please relay to CB that I don't care whether or not it's her fault.
CB, Mackie does not give a shit.
Hey, Mackie, did they ask about me?
NZ, you're all anyone can talk about. You are the toast of the system.
Tell him cheese.
I will in just a minute. Hopper.
Present.
Tell CB that we know and appreciate that she had some intentions, missions, and missives of a personal nature that she wanted to achieve on this planet. Please ask her if those are now concluded.
Mackie would like to know if your personal emissions are concluded.
Yeah, I think CB takes a look at whatever monitor might show outside.
Mm-hmm.
What's it look like?
It's not concluded. I mean, you're. It's,
well, I mean, like, what's it look
it's
like?
It's in the throes of. There's a lot of violence in the street.
Yeah, I think.
Like, weekly.
Mid October 1916.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's now's a palace. Good it's like the, time.
It's the peaceful calm of Dublin in the 80s.
Okay, so, yeah, I think our work here is done. I think we should go. I think we should probably leave
now. Is the wedding still happening?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Hey,
that's a shame because I had like big plans for the rest of it. But
I was really excited about kicking Esteban's ass.
Well, did you guys bring Esteban?
What's
that?
What's happened with Esteban?
Yeah, he's with us. Hey, do you guys have a 20 on Esteban?
Yes, he is down the hall and around the corner.
I'm getting a lot of nonsense out of them about
this. He's down the hall and around the corner.
That's what they said, yeah.
Okay, well, we should kidnap him or something, right? Hey,
I thought we brought him with us.
Yeah, like, but presumably...
Oh, we left him outside.
He wouldn't have stepped into...
What's Esteban's... Like, ask him what Esteban's status is.
What is Esteban's status?
He is 100% healthy and operating at a neurological sophistication he has never achieved before in his life.
They fucking... jacked him into the mass consciousness operated by Beiping is my guess.
Oh, well, I guess, well, shit.
Beiping, as Esteban does catch up and enters the room and looks at Hopper and is like, did Mackie ask about me?
Yes, he is asking about you right now.
Great.
Don't tell him it was actually Augie that asked.
It was not Augie that asked.
I don't know what that means.
No, right. It was totally me.
All right, listen.
Yeah, things are getting kind of hot down here. I know it's a little it's a little hard for you guys to understand, but like, things escalated since you left, and now there's a full on riot, maybe revolution. Woohoo! Yay! Viva la!
Okay, that's great. Head to birth 23. Head to birth 23. Which I'm going to just say is the fucking berth that this ship left from. Mm-hmm. And don't check it. I don't give a fuck.
Okay. Is there anyone else we should get? Are we supposed to get that stupid...
That is up to you.
Pyramid thing.
Oh,
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, we gotta steal the plan.
We gotta get back on the main quest line.
Beiping says, well, now that I have Esteban...
Yeah, the main quest line.
I can take care of the plinth.
Okay, cool. Hey, Pappy, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
You're working fine.
Okay. Hey, so Beiping said, and CB's going to try and be a little quiet and like turn around. So Beiping said that they can handle the plinth thing, but I said it before and I'll say it again. I'm a little suspicious of them. I know you did something to get the plinth. All I'm saying is...
I'm way ahead of you. Get to berth 23.
Okay.
Father Constantopoulos says, is that Domino's?
it's Domino's. You should come with us. There's a pizza at birth 23.
Tell him to ask about me.
Come with us, Father.
Yeah, does Father K want to come with us?
As you begin to walk, he tags along.
Hey, this is a Giuseppe Stromboli. You might know me as a Joe Domino from my popular ads. Is Father K all right? He's our most frequent customer.
I mean, unless you guys have a problem with it, I say, like, let's just get to Berth 23.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pick them up, go back into orbit, transport the plinth up.
Exactly.
Get the fuck out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. As you are in transit toward the shuttle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yazeed, you're a little on edge.
A lot on edge.
You're,
2 out of 3, man. You just need one more.
Yeah, but this is like the moment. Like, this is officially deserting.
Yeah.
That's true.
And you're trucking toward the shuttle when one last serrated Legion guy comes out of the restroom.
Wow.
He's tightening his belt. He's got his rifle slung over his shoulder. He looks up. He sees his 3 dead comrades. 2 dead comrades and 1 wounded.
No, that was bad. I missed.
Oh.
I didn't miss horribly, but
what'd
I missed.
You get?
With bonuses, 9.
Okay. Yeah, you did miss.
Yeah. I'm gonna shoot again.
We're gonna roll initiative first.
Let's do it.
Son of a gun. Man.
What a cliffhanger.
Jeff, that was really funny.
Thank you for listening to another amazing episode of Astronomica. We'd like to thank Jackson Seib for making the amazing music that you just heard that made it also more dramatic. And we'd also like to thank you, because without you, we would just be people in a room playing a game.
That would be so sad.
Well, no, it would be fun. But it's more fun this way.
Agreed. If you want more of this, and how could you not?
How could you not?
Impossible. Impossible. Foolishness. I invite you to visit us on our Webular site, www.astronomicapodcast.com, wherein you, fortunate one, will find a permanent and non-expiring invitation. Non-inspiring invitation to
our Discord. That's where a good chunk of us spend most of our social media engagement time, a.k.a. farting off while we're pretending to do work in our day jobs. That's where we organize community events. A lot of late summers, early falls, we try and get together in a cabin in the woods for nerd camp. And we also have a great resource on there, the Mindhive channel, where if you have a question about theory or practical tips about role-playing, and especially OSR, and especially the Sign Nominee constellation, you can come ask tips or give tips and share lots of GIFs and memes.
And then, after you've done all that, go over to iTunes or the podcast podcatcher of your choice and rate and review us, and also tell all your friends about us, and get a t-shirt and with a Sharpie write Astronomica Podcast on it until we have a merch section.
Ooh. Write our name on Sharpie in bathrooms, just everywhere mm-hmm. you go.
Yeah, get a yes. tattoo.
Yes.
Key our website into the paint of a cop car.
And if you are feeling particularly generous in the monetary sense, we've got a Patreon, because we're a podcast, and yeah. we've been around for more than 3 months. Huh. But no, for real, you can find us on patreon.com/astronomicapodcast. We have a lot of great stuff for you there. We've got some bonus content, one-shots for you to listen to, where we play games in different systems, including Morkborg. And you can create a faction that will be in our game, so you can actually impact the game that you're listening to. And we have met PCs that our patrons have created and factions that our patrons have created. So we're not making this shit up.
Yeah, and a little synergy. Get on the Discord and tell me what I owe you. And yes. you'll get it a lot faster.
Yes. Best way for you to get the biggest bang out of your Patreon buck is to also join our Discord and talk with us there. And just once again, a big giant thank you to everyone who has listened to us, everyone who has contributed to our crazy venture. And, you know, if you've made it this far, stay tuned for like 10 more seconds, because I probably have some funny shit we said.
Yeah. Post credits. Marvel style. Excelsior.
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 Well, we're on a fresh new notebook, by the way. I used literally every page
wow.
in this notebook.
I
better save that for a museum.
Exactly. It is a historical mm-hmm. document.
It belongs in a museum.
I want everyone to know.
So do you.
His notebook is a lot bigger than mine. This has two characters in it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
This is what's full. This.
Well, this has two campaigns in it.
Okay, yeah. That's fair. I feel better now.